Okay, let's begin, as we do every year. Really, this is the beginning. Okay, we thought it started on Rosh Chodesh Elul. If we didn't think it started then the next sign for us is Leil Slichos. There's a lot of history about this night. I was just talking to a chaver last week in the car, and he said that he was getting a ride home with one of his... with a taxi driver, a Masorah T-Track taxi driver, and not so frum, really, in his Shomrei Torah mitzvot, but he says, I remember 50, 60 years ago growing up in a certain neighborhood, and I remember in the middle of the night, the gabbai, the shamash going around, Slichos, Slichos, Slichos. We could have the picture, in our minds of, throughout history, that shamash going around waking everybody up for that first night of Slichos, Leil Slichos, b'Motzei Shabbos kidamnucha tchila, as we will sing in a few minutes. So it's time for us to refocus. It has been time. And every step of the way, we have to do what we can. Rosh Chodesh Elul, Slichos, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Shuvah, and try to get the most out of each of the events, each of the experiences that really are a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us to help wake up. It means we're a little more tired this week, that's okay, but it gives us time and gives us an impetus to focus on a number of ideas. I'd like tonight just to speak about one idea to try to help us, give us a little chizuk of a certain area which we don't always think about, but it's something that we have to think about, because after all, it's the first mitzvah. Mitzvah Aleph. According to almost all countings, I gave it to you from the Rambam, the first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Emunah. The mitzvah of believing in Hashem, one of the six mitzvos tmidios, one of the six mitzvos that apply every second of our life, as the Chinuch catalogs, the mitzvah of believing in Hashem, not believing in other gods, believing in the uniqueness of Hashem, loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, and velosa sur achvei levavchem achrei neichem. Those are the six mitzvos tmidios according to the Sefer HaChinuch. But the first one is Emuna, believing in Hashem. And many times we just go through life, we don't focus so much on this. We focus a lot on mitzvos. We don't focus so much on the mitzvah. The most basic mitzvah, thinking about Hashem every once in a while. Once in a while, sitting, not doing a mitzvah. Just thinking about Hashem. That itself is a mitzvah. So we'll start with a question, and we'll see if we can answer this question over the next couple of minutes. It's a question that is well known, that is asked by many in this discussion, and that is the difference in the verb that the Rambam uses to describe this mitzvah in two different places. At the beginning of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, the first halacha in all the Rambam says, Yisod HaYisodos V'Amud HaChachamos, right, abbreviation Yudkei Vavkei. The basis of it all, Leida is to know, Sheyesh Sham Matsui Rishon, that there is an ultimate source for existence. And it's only because of Him that we exist, that the whole world exists. When we say every morning, Mechadish b'chol yom tamid, ma'aseh bereishis, that means that if Hashem ever decides that the world should cease to exist, it won't. It won't exist. It's up to Him. It's not like there's nature and everything. Because yesterday existed, so too tomorrow's going to exist. No, it's up to God. And every day that we wake up and we can breathe, and every day that the sun rises, and every day everything happens, we believe it's part of Emunah. When we see a beautiful part of nature, when we a sunset, a sunrise, whenever we see anything, part of nature, we have to say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing. That's the mitzvah's aseh. V'hu mamsi kol nimsa. V'chol ha-nimsai mishamayim v'aretz u'mashe b'neihem lo nimsu ela me'amitas hi matzo. And everything that exists in the universe exists only because Hashem wills it to exist. Okay, so it's a mitzvah's aseh to know that. Leida. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he lists off what is the first mitzvah, HaMitzvah Rishon, source number two, He Yatzivu Yashar Tzivanu, LaHa'amin HaElokus, to believe in God. V'hu Shenamin, to believe, SheYeshlam Eila V'Siba, and now he continues parallel to what he said elsewhere, V'hu Po'al L'chol HaNimsos, He's the cause for everything, V'hu Amro Yisparach, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And that is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that is Emunah. So the question is asked that the Rambam uses two different verbs, Leida and Laha'amin, to know that God exists or to believe. If you think about it, they're kind of opposite. Belief is not based on logic, right? That I don't have to believe anything. If I understand it, I don't have to believe it. You could have a physicist who understands everything who's an atheist, who doesn't believe in God. Because he only believes in what he can understand. That's not called emuna. Emuna means even if I don't understand it. Emunas chachamim. I'll trust this answer that the Rav gives me about a certain halacha, even though I don't understand it. Emuna b'Hashem, emuna sachamim, emuna in our parents, emuna in the system of halacha. That's what emuna means. I don't understand it. So how does the Rambam use two different words? First he uses leida, to know, and he also says lahamin in a parallel case. So which is it? Is emuna based on logic, based on understanding and knowing, or is it not? Or is it just, I have no idea, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have emuna. So what is it? And this is the first mitzvah, so we really have to try to understand it. So what does emuna mean? So three ideas which will help us answer our question, and then we will, Beit Hashem, get into slichus. Emuna means, point one, that we don't always see the results immediately. We don't always see the results. There might be a lot behind the scenes, or there might be a lot that's going to happen in the future. We live at a specific time in history. Today, we have no idea about the effect and the long-term plan that Hashem has. We might see something terrible today, but it's really something great. Right? The mashal given, somebody walks into a room and they see somebody cutting off somebody's leg. And they walk in, what are you doing? You're killing the guy. And really, it's a doctor amputating the leg to save the person's life. But that person only sees a small section. We're human beings. The world, life takes time. Step number one of emunah is that we don't see the results immediately. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. Many, we know the Gemara. The Gemara, based on a pasuk, learns out all the six siddurim. Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, V'haya emunah sitecha chosin yishuas chachma vadas. Every word in that pasuk is an allusion to another seder. What's the first one? Emunah ze seder zraim. Emunah is Seder Zra'im. What is Emunah? What does belief have to do with Zra'im, with planting, with Kilayim, with Shumas and Maisris? Emunah is a Seder Zra'im? So says Rashi, source 4, and then Tosfos expands. Rashi, Shal Emunah Sa'adam Somech La'afrish Maisros of Karoi. Okay, you have to trust somebody that he took off Shumas or Maisris. That doesn't have to do with us. But Tosfos says something more fundamental. The Yerushalmi, Tosfos says in source 5, Zra'im is emuna. Why? Shema'amin b'chai ha'olamim v'zoreya. Because a farmer has to have emuna. You can't be a farmer without emuna. Why? Because I plant something today, and I'm not going to see the results of this until months from now. Until years from now. Until whenever the season comes. The Gemara tells us a story. We'll come back in source number 7, in the Tainus, that there was one, we're on Tainus Chav Gimel, that there was a story about Choni Ma'agel. At the end of that story, he sees somebody planting a tree. And he says to him, how long does this tree take to grow? He says, 70 years. He says, you think you're going to be around in 70 years from now? He says, no. He says, why are you planting it for? He says, well, when I was born, I found the tree that was planted 70 years before from my grandfather. So I'm planting a tree for my grandson. Meaning you do something, and emunah is about today, and you don't always see the results. That's point number one of emunah. Life takes time. As parents, as rebbeim, as neighbors, as people all over the Hashem, we do something today, we don't always see the results of it. We try to plant seeds, which we hope will blossom in ourselves and in those around us. Says Rav Pinkus in source number 6, Bir Hadavar, Adam Lokeh Karine Chita. Somebody takes seeds that are very expensive and he puts them in the ground. And somebody asks him, Kishanisha Osa Adam, Maduato Usem Maisaka Zeh, what are you doing? He says, don't worry, it's going to become a huge tree from his tiny little seed. Machkim Machakim Va'eitz Adam Lokeh doesn't grow. He says, what are you doing? So a farmer without a mood would say, you're right, this is crazy. And he'll start destroying his field. Where's that seed? I want to find it again. But a farmer with a mood would know. We'll water it. We'll have patience. Misha noseni mun belokei Yisrael lo rak shu lo chofer adam gam lokech mayim tovim biyakarim, and he'll work it. Hu ma'abed es chalkas asade afilu sheover shavu avod shavu. There's so much time, but he believes. And even if we don't see the results now, maybe we'll see the results at some point in the future. Point number one. Point number two that we have to take within ourselves about emuna. And remember, based on point number one also, Hashem has emuna in us. Even though we don't do things on the spot, He has hope for us, just like as we has hope for Him. Number two, emuna means that we must realize the significance of every little action and mitzvah that we do. Many times we do something and we don't, okay, I did it. What's the big deal? So I did a little ma'isa chesed. I did something nice for my neighbor. I picked something up for them. I did this carpool for them. I learned for 5 minutes. I did an aliyah. I did one halacha after davening. I didn't rush out of davening. We have no idea what effects in Shamayim every little one of our actions have. Rav Chaim Yivalazhin writes this in Nefesh HaChaim in Source number 8. V'zos Torah Sa'adam. B'sha'a B'esha Isko B'tara L'shma. When somebody learns a little bit, we have to realize, we have to try to have pure intentions, pure kavana. Because what we're doing is shaping what occurs in Shamayim. We have no idea what happens in Shamayim, but we know something happens. It's an unbelievable story. Some of you might have heard it. A number of years ago, Rahman al-Aslan, when the terrible tragedy happened with Nachshon Waxman. So there was, if you remember, there was tremendous gatherings of Jews at the Kotel beforehand. And the word went out about lighting Shabbos candles the Shabbos before the raid was going to take place. Well, nobody knew about it, but tremendous thousands and thousands of Jews from all different spectrum, from right to left, they all got together. The Kotel, tens of thousands of people got together. Rahman al-Islam, we know what the end was. So the story is written up in the papers. The story is that one of these, there was a secular news reporter that went to pay a shiva call with Menachem Avol, and he asked Nachshon's father, so what? How do you feel that you know God wasn't listening? God didn't answer your tefillos. Right? What does it feel? Like thousands and tens of thousands of Jews got together and look, God obviously wasn't listening. So Nachshon Waxman's father said at the Shiva, he says, of course he was listening. Of course he heard. But sometimes parents say no. He gave an answer. He was listening. He gave no. He says, but the tefillos are saved for some other time. Down the road. We have no, the tefillos were bokeh rakia. He says, I'm sure, he says, you get thousands of Jews together? He says, you don't understand what it does in Shamayim. He says, the answer to this specific question was no. Because parents know better than children. We're just children. And sometimes parents have to say no. So this time it was no. That's called emuna. That's called someone who has the outlook of both points. Number one, there are long-term effects, and there's a long-term view that we have to have. And number two, emuna means that we have to realize every little thing we do, every little kavana that we could have, every little help that we can help somebody else that needs it, has tremendous effects. And finally, a third point. Emuna means that we believe, even before we get to there, Rav Pinkus expands on this in terms of tefillah, in terms that we have to believe that everything is guarded by Hashem and just used for another time. Kadesha Niyef, we understand Leos Emunah Bakadosh Baruch Hu. He says Navinio Seras Adavar B'derech Mashal. I'm in Source number 9. Give you a mashal. Yadua Shebizmana Katsir Kotrim Kamiot Rabot Shel Tefua. L'chor Madua Tzrichim Kol Kach Harbi Tefua. During the winter. During the summer, I'm sorry, and during the harvest season, we store up and we take all of the everything that grew, and we store it in the silos. The farmer stores it in the silos. What's he doing? He doesn't need so much for today. Hatshuvahi, the answer is because right now it's not needed, but I have to save up for another time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it for another time. It might not be used for a parent. Maybe it'll be used for a grandchild who needs the tefillos. Maybe it'll be used for some other time. But we know that every tefillah is heard by Hashem, is kept by Hashem. Every tear is heard by Hashem and kept by Hashem. That's point number two of emuna. Finally, the third idea. Emuna means not only that we don't see the results immediately, not only that we must realize the significance of each one of our actions. Emuna means that we believe that Hashem loves each and every one of us. And He is mashgiach on each of us personally. Each of us have our own life's package. with all of that entails. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that tailor-made for us. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, the mitzvah relating to Tzara'as. Says the Chinuch, what's the message of Tzara'as? Besides Lashon Hara. Tzara'as tells us that Hashem is Mashgiach on every single person. Every single human being has special Hashgacha. Hashem's giving us messages. We can't fathom it. We can't fathom it because we don't live at a time when there's Tzara'as in the world. But in the days of old, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bizman HaNevuah, Bizman earlier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We need a message, zap! Right? A special message on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has enough time for me. He's busy feeding the world. He's busy making sure that the entire globe and the universe, everything, all the planets stay on their correct orbit. Because if there's one star out of all the billions and trillions of stars that goes off kilter for a second, the whole universe is going to explode. God's a little busier. He has to worry about my not making brachas properly. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge of the trillions of galaxies, and he has to worry about me? The answer is yes. Because in all the trillions of galaxies and all the stars, there's only one being that has Bechira. There's only one being in all the universes, and even our universe, that has Bechira, that could actually choose to be close to him, and that's us. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, in all other areas of life, plant life, animal life, there's what we call Hashgacha Klalis. Every dog does not have special Hashgacha. When a dog gets hit, when a squirrel, when there's a deer, it's not that God decreed on that deer. Species, according to the Chinuch and many Rishonim, have Hashgacha. But not everyone. People? Every single person has special hashgacha. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, line 17. V'anachnu ba'alei adato amitis l'fi ma sheshamati. We, according to what we hold, nasim hashgacha so baruchu al kol mine ba'alechaim bichlal. Animals have general hashgacha. Klomar shekol min min aminim anevram ba'olam yiskayim lo'olam lo yichlev yoved kulo. They don't, nothing will become extinct. We think certain animals are extinct. We just don't know how to categorize them. Kadosh Baruch Hu categorizes them differently. And he has different, right? They're not extinct. Ki bashkacha so yim sakim l'chol davar. Ubi bin ha'adam na'amin. Ki ashkacha so baruch hu al kolechan v'echad b'prat. V'hu ha'mevin al kol ma'aseyem. The pasuk quoted by Rosh Hashanah. So point number three is Hashem has a special relationship with each one of us. And he wants us to be close to him. We just don't always see it or feel it. But we have to realize that. So Emuna means we have a special relationship with God. Emuna means that we don't realize the godless of every one of our actions. And Emuna means that we don't always see the results of everything we do immediately. There's a lot more in Emuna, but even just this little sampling of what Emuna means maybe could help us out with the original question. And then we'll get to the last point. Leida versus Laha'amin. Maybe the Rambam is telling us that step one is Leida, but that leads into Lahamin. There's certain basic ideas that we need to know. That Hashem loves us, that Hashem cares for us, that He gives us a package. But then that leads into, once we realize that we have a relationship with the infinite, with the being that we can't explain, that we only can explain by explaining what He's not, that leads us to a level of Lahamin, even though we don't understand it. But it's a Leida leading into Lahamin. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in Source 11, in Isha Halacha, in a related context. He says, on the bottom, Source line 11, Shehakara Shlilas Shma Hakara. Realizing that we don't know something is a realization that we know something. And once we realize that, so that itself is a level of knowledge, not knowing. So it's Leida. There's a certain level that we have to try to understand. But once we reach all that we can reach, and we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, then we have to, it's not immediate. We don't see the results. We don't realize the effects of our actions. But we have to have this attitude. This is Emuna, Leida, and Lahamin. I once heard from Ephraim Waxman, an amazing Ha'ara, I don't know who he was quoting. He says, in any language in the world, father, there's a different word for father. Father, tati, abba, right? It's all different words. right? Father, brother, sister. There's one relationship, mother. Any language expresses mother, it has like the M-O sound. Ima, mama, mom, mother. Any language. Anybody know any other languages? Any other languages? Spanish, French, any of them. They all have a ma sounds. Where does that come from? Kasher yisa ha-omein es hayonek. Omein is a nursing woman in the Torah. Kasher yisa ha-omein. There it is again. The mem aleph. Says Rabbi Waxman, because the ultimate emuna that one has is in their mother. Right, the baby suckling from the mother, that's the ultimate emuna. The ultimate emuna is when a baby is nursing from the mother. That's the only thing in the world. And their life depends on the mother as the nourishment and the sustenance. All the emuna goes back to that mother relationship, which on the one hand, there is leida, but a lot of it's lahamin. There is a little way that we understand about the relationship with the mother. But there's a lot of laham in there too. It's beyond our comprehension. And the more we connect to the source, the more the baby nurses, the more milk he gets. The more we lash on to the emuna, the more we get as well. And just to close with Rabbi Chanan's words, Rabbi Chanan says, quoted this in the past, lest we think this is difficult to work on our emuna, to work on our connection to Hashem, B'chanan in the first Maimer and Kovetz Ma'amarim in the last swords notes that it can't be that hard. One of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach is to believe in Hashem. Let's say somebody is out somewhere in the middle of the West, and he was never taught, and he was never educated in terms of God. Is he going to be held accountable upstairs after 120? He was never taught. Rabbi Chanan says, yes. Because basic emunah is logical. Just look around. Look around the world. Look around at ourselves. Look around at the order of the world. Says Rabbi Chanan, there's a lot beyond us, but the first step is within our hands. Within every human being's hands. That's what he says, towards the bottom of the source, line 23, we don't have the time to go through it all. Ki ha'emunah shekadosh baruch hu barat olam hu mechrachas, l'chol ben das, imrak yetzim mechal shote. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, the greatest raya that there's a kadosh baruch hu is the human eye. With all the lenses and the reflection and the refraction, right, until our eye gets gooky and blurry and we can't use it properly, then we're like, said the Rambam, think about the human, that just happened, it occurred. A baby's born with two eyes. So Rabbi Chanan tells us, the first step is logical. So all we have to do is make the first step and spend some time. Spend some time thinking about our emunah. Right? We rush through life, even if we're doing mitzvos. How often do we stop and think about Hashem? Think about what He does for us. Think about our relationship with Him. So as we start this Yomim Noraim season, which Magen Avraham quotes that the first day of Yomim Noraim is tonight. It's the first day of Slichos. Let us all work on all the mitzvahs. Starting with number one, starting with our emunah. And again, as we said, the more emunah we have, the more hashgacha about Hashem will be zochet to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashgiach on all of Klal Yisrael in this coming year, Tavshin Ayin Gimel, Haba Aleinu, Latova.